All right. Welcome to the call. Many, many blessings. So here we are once again. Opportunities, opportunities. Wonderful opportunities for breakthroughs, for newness, for wonders. So to begin with, I just would love to invite you to remember why are you here? Why are you here? Why did you join Sibiro training? What do you want? What do you want? Just tune into that for a moment. What do you want? What do you want? And why do you want that? Just bring into mind, into your heart, what you want. And ask yourself, why do you want it? Why do you want that? Yeah, so maybe you want to have something. Why do you want it? Because it maybe gets you something else. Keep asking, why do I want it, until you come back to some kind of experience. Maybe you want to feel free. Yeah, that's something I want. That's ultimately why I want the things I want in my life, is because I value freedom. So at the end of the day, it all comes back to freedom. And I'll do the most crazy things to make sure that I feel free. Yeah? So what do you want? Why do you want it? And ultimately, what state do you want to experience? Just take that for a moment. Just hold that consciousness. Remember these things. And chances are, right now, if you want to, you can actually feel those things that you want right now. Yeah, I can feel free right now. Yeah, I can feel peaceful and blissful right now, despite various things going on. You know, I have various little dramas that I've been taking care of today, fiddling around with various minor problems, which could certainly irritate me, but I can feel bliss if I want to, and so can you. So it's always important to come back again and again and again to what you want, why you want it, and what's the state that you want, and focus on that, because I assure you, if you do this, you can save yourself literally decades of drama and time wasting getting things that don't make any difference. So remind yourself of that next time you find yourself stressing out, you know, getting caught up in things. Ask yourself, why do I want this thing anyway? What's it getting me, really? Keep going till you find the state that you want. And then just ask yourself, can I just experience this now? And most of the time, we can. So if you take this seriously, you will have saved yourself perhaps 2 or 3 decades of trauma. So well done for liberating yourself from 30 years of crisis. Do we have Taylor on the phone?
Indeed we do.
Oh,
I missed that little whatever it was, but it sounded good. You just were talking about. Have I missed into it?
Well, there we go. But no, we were just talking about how the things we want are normally for obscure reasons, and it's normally a state. We want to feel something different. So cut out all the middle stuff, and we can feel a lot better today, basically.
Yeah, immediately, really.
Instantly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of people don't figure that one out until they're literally on their deathbed. And then when they're actually dying in the hospital and all their family around them, then they realize that they wasted basically their whole lives. And that's a bit late to realize that, really. So we want to just make sure we get the life lessons as quickly as we can so we can enjoy while we're here the rest of our lives, which is what this severe training is all about. So Taylor, what's going on? Tell us the latest.
Well, while you may not notice it living out there in postcard land, spring has sprung in the frozen tundra of the eastern part of the United States anyways. And it's kind of a day-by-day thing. One day it's spring, the next day it's winter. but there's hope. Hope holds eternal. That spring is actually here, and all the beauty of spring, which is really one of my favorite seasons. You know, I figure, you know what? If I've hung in here this long through one of the worst winters I can ever remember, then by God, I am not going to miss spring, because it is the reward from on high for hanging out for winter. and it never disappoints. You know, it's kind of like, was it really worth it to endure that winter to have this much excitement about all of the natural world coming back to life again? And the answer is always yes, a resounding yes. And it never disappoints. So, I mean, just before I got on the call, I was walking around, and it's like unbelievable shades of colors are just popping up off of trees, out of the ground. And it's really, it's almost like, I don't know if it's just as you become more aware, enlightened, and tapped in, and sensitive, each spring looks better and better, but it just seems to be like, it's like, wow, you know, was it like this last year? Was it this much vibrant? You know, was the purple this purple in these crocuses? You know, it's kind of like that. I mean, so I'm really in heaven. Enjoy. It's like I can't stop looking. Like everywhere I turn, it's like, oh my gosh, look at that, wow. And you really can stand. I say this over and over, but it's really like you can stand and watch things grow. It's shocking, really. You know, like these skunk cabbage in particular. I've passed them now on my walk one day, and they're like an inch long. The next day, they're 3 inches. You know, it's just so it's that's. Just a wondrous thing here. Michael, you need to really, next, you got to plan on a end of April, May excursion to some place where spring is happening, because it really is so worth it, you know. And I remember it was the one thing I really missed living in Hawaii was, you know, if you're tapped in, sure, you could tell Plumeria trees are coming back, but for the most part, you got to be pretty even sensitive to notice the subtleties of change there. But here it's like it's just a wondrous.
Yeah, it's true. I remember in England.
That's right.
I remember when this is always annoyed me, because I remember when it was January 1st, I always had this, you know, because it's New Year, so there's like this whole new energy, and I assumed, you know, like wrongly, that because it's a new energy, that the winter's going to end, like, straight away, because it's a new year, you know, because it's irrational, and I knew.
Oh, yeah, that's what you want. You're ready for winter to end,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Like, I have hopes. It's a new year, so it's going to be warmer and everything's going to be better. But normally, of course, it got worse and worse and worse and worse. Just February is normally the worst one. So you get the new year to feel good about yourself, and then you have to tolerate 2 or 3 months of just misery. But then I remember going out and I just loved, like, you see the little buds coming. I used to, like, look at the buds when they just came out, when they're really small.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, they're going to turn into flowers. And then all of a sudden, the whole street would just explode, and there'll be the pinks and the yellows and the blues and everything everywhere. And I was just in wonder, like riding around on my bicycle.
I know. I'm telling you, it's a wonder you don't just crash into things, you know.
Yeah. And I was like, whoa, I can't believe that tree has managed to do that, you know.
Yep.
Like the color, because normally then they all, flowers disappear and they all become green, and they kind of look fairly similar. But in spring, it's a different. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think whether I do it this year or next year, I do miss that, actually. Spring
yeah,
and the fall.
Yeah, put it on your agenda.
Especially the spring. The spring is.
Yeah, there's nothing like spring.
All
right, autumn has its own wonder, too, but there's something about spring that's just.
Oh, yeah.
It just is so renewing and rebirthing to your very core. So that's really what I've been just really experiencing and likewise, just sort of everything that I'm working on and all my projects and everything is just exploding with that level of momentum. And I think that's the other reason why I have such deep appreciation for it, because it's like this is what's happening in my body, in my essence. I might not have the persona of like a cherry blossom tree, but by God, it's happening either way. And so it really helps, it's the support to remind me that that's what's going on and don't miss it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, don't just let it pass by. Like, ride on those waves of energy to the fullest. And that level of momentum, because you're right, it's just one day, it's little teeny buds, the next day, boom, you know, full-on blossom.
Ah, yeah. So, and they all go off at the same time. I know it's like one day there's nothing there. The next day it's like everything there. It's very strange.
Yeah.
So we've got a question here. Someone's raised their hand. We're just going to unmute them. I'm not sure who this is. Aloha. Who is this?
It's Carol.
Hello, Carol. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty amazingly.
Hey, aloha.
I know. Aloha, Taylor. Thank you. The spring has sprung. I actually just went down to Asheville, North Carolina this weekend and spent 2 days at an Abraham Hicks event. And it was really kind of amazing, like, drive down there and seeing, like, spring. More spring there, and you know, like really, you know, driving an awareness of like actually watching, you know, it's my favorite color of the year is that green fuzz, like that chartreusey green where the buds just really start coming out, and
that real fresh, that's right. You only see that. Just in that very first moment, that real tender, fresh color.
Yeah, it's my favorite shade of it. And
I know what you mean.
And I drove down and I could see it. You know, I drove 500 miles and I could just, you know, in the daylight, and I could just see it. And then I was down there and. At the Biltmore Mansion, and all their tulips were in bloom and their azaleas were getting ready to pop, you know, and I come back here and, you know, it's coming. And so it's that, reminder of, you know, how we're spinning, you know, and the appreciation of that. You know, I just wanted to hop on really quick to, you know, and I think you guys probably have this experience a lot where, you know, when you're in this point of the training where things really are just, you know, you're instead of swimming upstream, you're flowing downstream, you know, at this point of, you know, where you're really listening to least resistance. And so it's kind of interesting to like be back up here and see the buds not where they were there, you know, even just 48 hours ago, but it's coming, And so it was an amazing experience down there this weekend, and it you know, it could go into story after story about how the whole conference was, you know, I didn't sit up there and ask a question of Abraham, but every single question I had was answered in that collectiveness. And then I was like, yeah, this is, you know, my vision. This is really, really what I'm supposed to do. And all, you know, your help and your support, you know, has been so appreciated and immense. And then I was like, okay, how am I going to do this? You know, this is such a huge project. It's, you know, how am I going to do this by myself? And then Taylor called me on Monday morning as soon as I got back. And thank you, Taylor. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a privilege. Yeah, it's funny how those things happen, you know, out of the blue. Call Carol. You and I seem to have that unusual synchronicity.
Yeah, so, we have a great connection. Yeah. And she connected me, you know, like really helped me. And what I really want to share here is that we're not alone, you know, and that's what Taylor, you know, gave me, you know, like, I'm not alone. This training gives us so much and so much support. And she's like, I'm here for you. Jeff's here for you. She gave me like all these resources that I've been investigating today. Like, and really just, actually, the words, like, you know, the communities of light are behind this idea. Like, you're going to do this, you know, and we're going to help you. And so I just wanted to hop on and just say thank you. And also just for everyone on this call and in this training, like, we are here for each other, and I'm just beyond grateful. And then even just like a bunch of things happened today, like it's just, you know, I kept thinking, like, one of the questions I would ask Abraham would be, you know, what does it mean when things start happening really, really fast? You know, when it really starts lining up, and those questions were answered. It's, you know, you're not swimming upstream anymore. You're swimming downstream into the vortex of all the dreams, and everything you're here to do is, you know, you've turned the canoe around, and you're following this path of least resistance. And that was a big message, like the path of least resistance. It doesn't have to be hard. It can be magically easy, and the realization that it's all going to happen really, really fast, because I think we're so programmed to believe that, you know, it's so far off in the future and you have to do this, and this. But I'm at this beautiful place where I realize, no, it's going to happen really fast. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, I really appreciate you jumping on and sharing that, Carol. And I want to say a couple things. One, it is when you're really tapped into your soul and your heart and soul and your passion and your mission, that is the way it happens. And the universe does conspire to be of support, and you're never alone. I mean, you're never alone anyways. And the other thing I just want to point out, which we talked about, but I just think it's worth underscoring in this call, is, you know, you had said that you found that every single person that stood up in the Abraham weekend that asked a question were the exact questions, almost to the minute description of, or the exact answers, I should say, that you were seeking in going there. And what I said to Carol when she shared that with me is that is such a perfect example that shows that we are all one. And you often see that, you know, having led massive seminars with hundreds of people in them for years, I would see that over and over again, that it only took a few people to stand up and ask questions for everyone in the room's questions to get answered, because we are all one. And that is the beauty of being together in a group, and it is the power of these live calls. And, you know, that whoever jumps on and shares what they have to share is such a massive contribution to everyone else on the call. And whatever, you know, Michael or Nick or I might say is always going to be somehow just what everyone that's listening that maybe didn't ask a question, which hopefully we'll have a lot of people sharing and asking questions tonight, needs. And so I really appreciate, you know, you sharing that and having that experience. And everyone, you know, over and over again that goes to Abraham, that's one of the key things they'll say, is exactly what you shared, is how it was so amazing. Even though I didn't ask any question, I didn't have a chance to stand up and ask a question, all of my questions got answered. So, yeah, I really just appreciate, you know, who you are and what you're up to, and always encourage everyone on this call to remember that you aren't alone, because it's so easy when you're working on a big mission or you have a big project to get overwhelmed and caught up and like, how the heck am I ever going to do this? Or what do I do first? Or any of those things. And, you know, ask for support, because it really is there for you now more than ever. It's there for you. But, you know, you have to ask. So thank you for sharing that, Carol.
No, yeah, thank you so much. And, I mean, it was, like, even to the point, like, I shared this with you yesterday, Taylor, where it was just, like, this car that I saw, like, in my future. And I thought, like, I'm going to look out, you know, maybe this, I'm going to meet somebody who's driving this car. And, you know, like, I knew it was like this. I mean, it really was this weird thing that kind of kept coming up into my reality. And then Abraham literally mentions that exact car. And I was like, well, that's really interesting. Like, it was just so magical.
Well, wait a minute. No, that wasn't the story you told me. The story you told me was even better, which was you had identified a car you might like to have in your future, which was some kind of Audi. And
yeah,
then you had a thought like, well, maybe I'll have to meet a guy that has a car like that to have one of those in my future. And then you had another thought, which was when you went to the Abraham thing, that Abraham said something using that exact car description as an example of how you can have anything that you want, no matter how out there it might be or something like that. That's what you shared with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for clarifying that. That's,
yeah, I like that progression, because
it was freeing for me, because it was like, no, this is like my car.
That's right. You don't need to call some guy in your life who has one. You can have one of your own.
Right. It was like, it was so amazing. I was like, I mean, but it was just fun. Like that exact car was mentioned, and I was like, wow, like, yeah, this Abraham's really tapped in. But yeah, and for me, the whole experience was...
Well, let me just correct what you just last said, which
okay,
is
thank
it's you.
You.
It's you that's really tapped in that had Abraham say that. It's you. It was your desire for that Audi.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, Abraham was just the universe responding to that desire and kind of, you know, shifting it into its proper perspective, which you can have anything that you desire, you know?
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Isn't that amazingly beautiful and just, you know, the magic of all of it? So thank you. Thanks, Taylor. And I
yeah,
have
thank
to
you,
say,
thank you for jumping on the call and sharing that.
And then I find out Taylor's like 15 miles from me. Yeah, like we're right here experiencing spring exactly the same. So hopefully you and Jeff will be able to come down and drink from the artesian well here and experience the river. So
yeah, I put that on my list. That's really exciting to know that that's there.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be great to see you guys and meet you guys and things like that. Like that's just like magical. Like Taylor's here. Yeah. Like right here. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You never know where I'm gonna pop up. I never know where I'm gonna pop up. Actually, that's probably more accurate. Yeah. Well, there you have it. Yes.
Yeah. So much love, much gratitude, and just I'm so happy for this call tonight. It's very timely and really great. So thank you.
Thank you, Carol. We have anyone else there, Michael, wanting to share? Did we lose Michael? Well, Carol, can you still hear me? I just want to make sure we're still connected.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Well, maybe Michael just dropped off for a minute. Well, he's manning the central controls there, so if there is somebody else that wants to share, hang in there, because
yeah.
I assume he'll be back.
And
what's
I can,
that?
Well,
There he is.
I was going to say, you know, if we're waiting for Michael, you know, like one of the things that you helped me with is just like, you know, asking for like a tagline for this project that I'm working on. And, you know, so I went to sleep and I really asked for that. And the thing that's coming to me is, I gotta get it right. It's like it's hard. I mean, part of it is just food, community, health, but also I'm losing it. Just the was I have to go back to my notes. It's like it's amazing how these things like come, and then it's just like I'm glad I write them down because they are sometimes in the ethers.
Yes, these things can be fleeting, but the good news is I found, because I go in and out of that myself, you know, because I'm usually doing some holding a whole lot of different streams, but just so you know, the good news is they are reclaimable, and I've discovered over the years, you just have to say, now I know there was, you know, I had a track there, and I'd like to get it back. So please resend that. And then just be kind of on the lookout. You know, it might hit you in unpredictable times.
Okay.
It might not come right then. You know, you might be taking a shower or whatever. But, you know, but as long as you ask for them to resend that, and this is key, I've learned. Because there's a difference between just thinking, well, I hope it comes back. I hope I can remember that. Versus,
right.
I would like to have that exact thought resent to me as soon as possible, please. I'll wait to receive it. I'm an opening to receive it. Those are two very different requests. Well, one is actually not a request at all, you know. One's just a casual complaint, or who the heck knows what it is. It doesn't matter. The point is, you know, make sure that you state it in such a, articulate in such a way that there's, you know, that it's a clear request, and you'll get it back. I have found.
Okay. Well, I just got it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. So there you have it. That's perfect.
So it's expansion at its finest.
Ooh, that's a wonderful byline.
Mm.
Isn't that Mr. McIntosh?
It is. I think Carol's just like comes up with book titles and bylines without even knowing what she's doing. Just like, oh,
I, you know, it's so true. I told her that the other day. She's like, well, I said, well, hey, wait, hold on a minute. What happened to that book? You know, it's so funny because I think my computer, you know, I've wanted to give this computer away for a while, but then it dawned on me, you know what? Like, because it has a mind of its own, literally. Emails pop in that have no right of popping in. And there are things like, you know, some email from like 2 months ago with Carol's phone number in it. It's not even like dated the for the proper day. And that's why I called her. But, well, I did ask her, like, wait a minute, what happened to that book? You know, what's the update on that? You know, that last big conversation we had with her. And she's like, well,
yeah,
I know.
That's a great conversation. This is a great conversation to have with everybody because
you
were really helpful on this.
Yeah, because she's like, well, you know, I know that's one of the things I want to do, but then there's this other idea that came along, and you know, so I'm kind of just thinking, you know, I have to put that on the back burner or like wait or blah. And you know, the conversation we had was no. I mean, one of the things I've discovered, and look, this may not be, not everyone.
I just have to jump perhaps, say, this is freeing for me. So everybody listen really, really carefully to what Taylor's saying right now.
Yeah, well, you know, I may not say it like however I said the other day, but the point is,
well,
what I said was that, particularly now, in the times we're living in, you don't have to just focus in on one thing. I know there's a lot of perhaps ways of manifesting that might say otherwise, but what I've discovered is, and particularly for certain types of individuals, and many of which I find are both women and many of which I find are mothers, and not to just categorize that department, but, you know, there's some serious multitasking creation energies abound in those energetic configurations. And I have found that when I'm really, to be able to just have one project going would never do for me, and it never has. Like, I always have at least, you know, 10 different major streams of visions that I'm tending to at once, maybe even more. I don't really count them. But the point is what I've discovered is one always feeds the other in ways that are unpredictable and unforeseen and useful. And so you don't have to have, you know, if you're that kind of person, it's like, well, you know, I can't really – I have this other great idea, but I can't really focus on that until I get this done, or I'll never get that done. You know, maybe you're that kind of person, but what I'm discovering, especially since this last shift, major shift that we had on the equinox, is there are many streams, energetic streams right now, of potential and possibility that are available to us that have never been available before, really, ever. of support that are beyond our wildest imagination, that you can avail yourself to now, that will support you in manifesting multiple ways and projects the likes of which you've never been able to do before, because we've moved out of the linear, more mental constructs of, well, first you got to do this, and then you got to do that. You like a good old business plan, you know, you would create, would be, way of doing things. And we're now living in the heart consciousness way of doing things, whereby it's all random, capricious, a big kind of free-for-all, and synchronistic, and without logic, reason, or linear progression. And so to be consistent manifesting today with what's really happening, one could kind of feel, in fact, I just got off a coaching phone call with somebody. It was funny because he was saying, you know, I'm kind of feeling like I'm all over the place. Like I got, you know, I don't even know where to go. Like I have this, I have that. Blah, blah, blah. And that's really, if you're feeling like that, good news. That's good news. Because one would suspect to be feeling like that given the new shift point we had, because the universe is asking us, it's kind of like we got the carpet pulled out from underneath us because we need to reshuffle ourselves in a different configuration to actually match the potential and possibilities of the new energies of now that are much more capricious, much more disorganized, and kind of, so the idea for, so when Carol was saying, well, you know, I feel like I have to kind of do this and that, and all I kept hearing is like, no, you know, you can do it all. You really can do it all, Carol. You don't have to wait. And I assured her that by doing one, she'll be supporting the other and vice versa. I mean, I could really see that sort of relationship of fostering growth for
yeah,
the idea.
And it was, I mean, as an example of that, like this whole idea that kind of got downloaded to me recently was spiritual caretaking. And I was like, you know, is this a whole nother book? Is this a work? You know, like I can't do a whole nother book, a whole nother thing. Is this a workshop? And then, you know, through talking with you, I realized it's actually a chapter within the book about fear and love, you know, and it's all dovetailing so amazingly through the listening. So
yeah, that's a great word. You're so welcome. And that's a great word, dovetailing. I like that word. That's not a word you hear that often. But it's a good one to describe the energies of now, that things will dovetail together. Things will naturally, you don't have to try to figure it out. You don't even worry about it. Just be like, just kind of throw it up, all up there and keep, you know, your intention going, and it'll all work itself out in a wonderful, magical way, you know, as long as you have the intention for such.
Everything is deeply, deeply connected, and it doesn't appear that it is. It doesn't seem like it is in an obvious way most of the time, but it actually is. And sometimes it takes a while for you to see the connection, but other times it's really fast. And if you think about it, whatever you do, as long as the theme, you know, the general kind of direction, the general energy around it is basically the same thing, then you can have multiple forms that are all part of the same energy frequency, if you like, you know. So you can have a book, you can have a course, you can have, you know, a place, you can have physical things, and they're all basically one thing, but they're just different parts of it. You're kind of like our physical body, you know, you've got feet and arms and eyes and nose and all these different bits of the body, and they're all different. If you look at your foot, you know, your big toe, and then you look at, you know, your nose or your eye or something, they're like totally different things. You've got your liver, and you've got your digestive system, and all these, the blood, and But and they're all like totally separate things in a way, but obviously they're connected. And it's seeing the interconnection between things and how it's all basically a system that gives us freedom. It's something that not many people I've noticed seem to be aware of. And I've become extremely conscious of it in the last 6 months or 8 months, that everything in my life is really, and everything in all of our lives is just lots of small systems, small things that have their own world, but they're all connected to each other, making up this bigger thing. And if you can zoom out and look down on your life from above, you realize that your health and feeling good in your body is in itself a system. You know, it's what you eat, what you do. And, you know, the work that you do is a system. Writing a book is a system, you know. And I didn't notice this for years. I've only just become aware of this. But now it's astounding me. I see it everywhere. It's like this constant thing. So I can see. So when I look at something these days, I can see this isn't just the thing. There's a system behind it. So when you look at it, you can look at like your books or your programs or whatever you're doing. How is this? What is really going on here? You know? Does that make sense, Carol?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. It's the dovetailing.
Yeah.
Where it's all. Like realizing that this idea was part of another idea, and it's actually even part of the training program for the bigger project that I'm working on. Like, it's the alignment. It's alignment. It can be easy.
Yeah, and that you know, what Michael's saying, you know, another word for system could be energy. It's all energy. And that's why it all dovetails together, because it's all the same. Everything is just energy, you know. And when we can relate to everything as energy, we've got way more power and freedom, like Michael was saying at the beginning of this call, to be, you know, and to be able to flow. It becomes, then things are able to flow more, because it's not like this hard, static object, like a book or a, you know, business or all this kind of stuff. It's just energy, and it's uniquely orchestrated by you and your specific energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it somehow way more.
Key.
Yeah, yeah. And that has it be way more, you know, flexible, manageable, malleable, you know, interactive, all those kind of things. And freeing, most importantly, really frees you up.
Yeah, and I have to say that, you know, in gratitude for this training, and one of the things that is like that feeling space. Like when it actually, you know, really getting in touch with, like, this feels good, you know, and listening to that and then where that leads you, as opposed to, you know, getting sucked into the matrix as far as I, you know, which doesn't feel good for me. And then trusting and having faith in that feeling space. And through that practice, I can look back and really see where I did things that didn't feel good and where it led. You know, so like living in that learning of the contrast of what actually feels good. And so now I think that's why the stream is flowing so beautifully, rapidly, is because I'm in touch with I don't need the contrast anymore. I mean, that's the freedom. Freedom is the lack of the contrast, is what I think.
Yeah. That's wonderful. It is all, it all does come down to feeling. They won't, they will not lead you astray. And that off, that is usually where I go with people when they're like fussing around trying to, oh, I don't know about this, that, or other thing. You know, it's like, well, you know, what feels good? And usually that's a pretty straightforward, quick answer, you know?
Yeah. So, thank you for helping me get in touch with my feelings and do what I'm supposed to do in this world. And knowing that I'm not alone, that you're, you know, amazing, amazing support behind me, and I cannot say thank you enough. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you're really welcome, and thank you for jumping on the call.
Yeah, thank you, and keep us up to date about what's going on next.
Oh yeah, I will.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to send an email to you guys, you know, in Hawaii, so that you can like really, you know, like put a, my vision like up there.
Nice.
Yeah, like that's my big thing to do this week, and I mean, I just want, yeah, it's like stuff's happening this week so fast. So, but that's on the top of my list.
Yeah, get it on the social media, you know, get it on the Facebook site, Carol.
Yeah.
So all
yeah,
the superheroes
exactly.
can support you.
I know, and I want to put that out there, too, to everybody else. Like, I am so here for you. I am, I'm here for you as a resource, as a prayer source, as a light source. You know, not alone. Everything you want to do is, like, literally one fingertip away. Like, it's just literally the magic is exploding, and it's, and you have tremendous support, and you have support from me. I love you.
Oh,
truly.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's one
right,
of the things
well,
we've. Yeah, well, I mean, there you go. So talk to Carol.
Yeah.
That's what we can say. So we want to encourage everyone listening to this call to, you know, talk to Carol and talk to other superheroes and come on the calls, of course, you know. So It's interesting that not everyone does actually come on the calls, but we're always here for you, so you might as well. This is awesome.
All right, well, do we have another caller, Mr. McIntosh?
I don't think we do today. It's very quiet for some reason.
Well, it's time for
sure.
one. We're ready.
We have time for a question. So, anyone on the webcast, you people on your wonderful computers, feel free to clickety-click those buttons. Tell us what you want to know about. What I'm finding these days is fascinating to me, and I'm sure everyone can probably relate to this, is that some things happen really, really quickly, like Carol was just talking about, and then actually everything's happening really quickly, regardless of whether we consider it good or bad, and there's often things that are not aligned for various reasons I'm noticing in my life fall apart. So anything that's not the best ever, it's going to crumble pretty quickly, and it's a good job that it does. So if you're finding everything's just collapsing, because some people are going through that kind of destruction, collapsing, craziness period, it's actually really, 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 really good, because it gives us a chance to see the things that don't work and learn the lesson from it so we don't repeat it and move on. And I've had a few of those recently, this last couple of days, a few like, practical relationship, business type creation things. And because I spend a lot of time creating, and some different situations just basically just fell apart and left me realizing that it was good that it happened, because I got to see where there were big holes, big kind of gaps, big missing things that I hadn't paid attention to. And every time that used to happen, I would freak out and say, oh my God, this thing's such a nightmare, what am I going to do about it? Now, literally, my reaction is, if I'm honest, my initial reaction is I'm slightly frustrated. I'll just be completely transparent about that. But within about half a second, I realize, no, this is fantastic, and I feel extremely joyful about it and excited to take responsibility and make things better and learn the lesson. So I'm actually grateful for things not working out and falling apart, because it immediately goes, shows me, here's a great thing, flip it around. And this is what we need to be able to do in these crazy times, because lots of that stuff is going to happen. And if we embrace it immediately as an opportunity for transformation and freedom and next level experiences, then we get the gold, kind of we extract the juice out of it immediately. But if we spin, depression, why is this happening? Oh my God, I can't believe that happens, and all that sort of thing, then we can, you know, just be wasting our time spinning, you know, for minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, even years. Some people are still spinning after 10 years ago something happened. So superheroes are opportunities when something does appear to have fallen apart and not be working out. You'll probably feel angry, frustrated, irritated, you know, depressed, fearful, stressed out, something. But realize you can snap out of it very, very quickly and just flip it. Go, what's this? What's going on here? Why has this happened? What's the benefit here? And most importantly, what am I going to do about it right now? How can I take advantage of this? Literally today, right now. So I encourage you to, from now on, look at anything that isn't working out from that perspective. Ask those questions and save yourself spinning. You know, we haven't got time to spin in drama anymore, do we, Taylor?
Oh, no time at all. And you know what? This is the earmark of superhero to be able to turn on a dime and shift gears and reconfigure yourself, you know, like those creatures do. One minute they're stone, the next minute they're water, you know, that kind of whole thing. That's where we're headed, you know. I mean, that's possible in all of us. And the other thing is, sorry, I was just eating a piece of lettuce. trying to eat. What was I going to say? It was good. Oh, you know, what I've been really present to is the real opportunities of now are to place yourself in uncomfortable situations, not to resist them, but to really see them for what they are, which are, like Michael was saying, these huge, rich opportunities for growth. Because we aren't going to grow if everything's coming up roses, you know, and everyone thinks the same and does the same and blah, blah. It's when we put ourselves in these relationships or situations or opportunities where there is kind of a... We have to look at these less harmonized areas of ourself or less evolved or less flowing areas. And that's the real juice right now. And that's really what we're all being asked to do. So that, like Michael was saying, that we can let them go. They can come up to be acknowledged and bring our consciousness to, and they can move on. So we stop repeating the same things over and over again. But in order to do that, you really do have to look at, like, okay, well, wow, that's interesting. That whole thing just exploded. Wasn't like what I thought it was going to do. So what's the opportunity in all that? Because obviously, if it's dissolved now, it wasn't in my highest flow. But what can I really learn from this, and how can I really expand? And now, how can I take that energy from that and put it into the next thing? And keep looking at those areas of your life that irritate you or frustrate you, or like you're really it's rubbing you the wrong way kind of thing, you know, because that's right now what's being, those energetics are what's being offered to us as our educational library, you know, to get in there. You know, don't throw those books away. Open them up, you know, read them, learn from them, and then, you know, you can let them go. So, you know, that's really more than ever. If you've got some things that are happening in your life right like that right now, or you find yourself like, what am I doing here? You know, I thought I already did this or that, or like, how come I feel like I'm stuck here when I really want to be there? It's all good. It's all perfect. And the only thing that's keeping it from moving to anything else is you haven't embraced it for the juice and the gift that's there, and really poked in a little bit and brought your consciousness to it, whatever that might look like. Doesn't need to be a lot, by the way. You know, I'm not talking like processing or therapy or any of that stuff, because we're living in a time now where that's not really what's needed or wanted. It's just your awareness, just bringing your awareness to these situations. And that's why they're there, and they're maybe irritating you. It's kind of like what your body does when it wants attention. You know, if that's you know, a lot of the ailments that you find that pop up are really just your body's way of saying, hey, hello, you know, remember me. So that's there's a lot of that going on right now, and so I'm encouraging you to hold it in a new way here, like Michael's talking about, being able to, you know, it's like the Taylor, you know, I personally am not a big fan of Taylor Swift, but I have to say, the Shake It Off song is appropriate. Really, she hit the nail on the head with that one. I mean, we could all use that. She was responding to mass consciousness drama when she wrote that song. And that's what it's about, you know, to shake ourselves, you know, get up, shake ourselves off, and move on. But also, take the lessons with you, and it will add to your awareness and your light. You know, what I find when I work on someone, or the communities of light do, I should say, and they have some physical, maybe, you know, constriction in their body, you know, I'll see it as this big wad of, like, some dark kind of congested energy. And the community, like, it's super excited about that. You know, it's like, woo, you know, they, you know, and the person is asking, like, for this area to be released in their physical form. And, you know, it's like a big party. You know, all these light beings come down with straws, you know, and they get all around it and they start sucking it up. And because they know that wad of black goop there that's been held in that person's energy system that they're now ready to let go of, or asking, you know, to let go of it, is there's so much usable energy in there. that they can transform into so much more light. It's just like, you know, a nuclear power plant energy, and they get super excited about it. I mean, other people might be like, oh, gosh, you know, a black goop, you know, how awful. But no, they're like having the best time of their life. You know, they're eating it up like, you know, ambrosia. So, you know, and I've learned just by seeing all that, it's like, okay, that's an interesting way to relate to, you know, black globs of goop. That, you know, might seem like the worst thing ever, but so, you know, this is a whole new way now to hold these, you know, less harmonized situations and constrictions and areas of consciousness that we're going to be thrown into. I'll tell you what, if you're an enlightened being, which we know everyone in this group is, or you wouldn't be here, you're going to be thrown into those situations probably more than not, because that's the way it's working, you know. Otherwise, how are we going to evolve, you know? And I know myself, when I ask, like, all right, what's the next mission here? Boom, you know, they throw me into, like, quagmires of, like, unconsciousness. It's like, really? Here? But, you know, that's the game, and that's our game. And when you ask to be of service, as you all have, you know, because you wouldn't be a super, you wouldn't be in the program. You know, one of the things you signed up for in being the superhero program was that you wanted to be a superhero and you wanted to be of service. Well, guess what? I mean, the service that when you ask to be of service, that means you're going to be transforming unconsciousness into light, and that's going to happen wherever you go. That's going to go with you. And so you might as well just embrace it now and look for each opportunity where it seems like a big quagmire of black goop as, okay, well, I guess, you know, here I am. This is my assignment. Guess that's why I've been put here. You know, just remind yourself of that. Like,
yeah, and we've been basically, we're going to be triggered. We're going to be put in situations that are perfectly designed to trigger us exactly the way that we need triggering, which is quite amazing how perfectly designed it becomes, really.
Perfectly
designed.
We couldn't,
yeah,
couldn't design any better if you try.
No, it's like, oh my God, this couldn't be more ridiculous, you know. And, you know, it depends what kind of challenges do you need based on who you are and where you're at and your karma and all sorts of various bizarre factors that are not obvious to us. And we'll get what we need, basically. So if it's happening, there's got to be a reason for it. And if we can see it for what it is, which is an opportunity for the absolute wonder and breakthroughs, then we can rejoice in the Lord and be happy. But if we don't see it for that, then we can spin around in you know, depression and suffering and complaining and resistance all we like, until we finally run out of steam, and then we'll have to get on with it anyway. So our challenge to you is just to make that shift, to know that it's somehow beneficial when it happens, as quick as possible. That, because what I've noticed is that once you let the spin start happening, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, more and more ferocious, the longer you leave it. It's kind of like a snowball effect. If the snowball is going down the hill and you catch it, and then you make an igloo out of it or something, yeah, then it's useful. But if you let that thing just carry on going and going for days and days and days and days, then you've got a serious problem on your hands. So the power is catch it as quickly as possible, which we're recommending is immediately, not even a minute later, not even a second later. Maybe you're allowed to give you 5-10 seconds, that's fair enough, but not a minute, definitely not 2 days or a month, you know. catch it. So you notice yourself being triggered, you realize things aren't working out, that, you know, you're either feeling sick, feeling stressed, some relationship collapse, money problems, health problems, whatever it is, too much people, overstimulation, understimulation, whatever, bad reviews, you know, people don't like you, whatever it is. And so you catch it, so okay, this is happening, I'm not resisting it, I'm not pretending it isn't happening. I acknowledge that I'm not feeling very happy about this right now, so that's honesty. Then, all right, I can catch this, I witness this, I'm aware of this, and somehow this is the magic moment. Somehow this is good for me. Somehow this is beneficial. Somehow this is great. You catch it, and then start wondering, all right, what is good about this? How is this serving me? And how am I going to turn this around and use this energy to be awesome? Catch it as quick as possible and spin it, shift it. So we'd love you to try this out and see what happens, yeah? We'd love to hear some stories about this.
That's right.
Yeah?
We want you to report back to headquarters.
Exactly. Because guaranteed, you're going to have at least 200 of these kind of situations by the time we talk again, if not 2,000. Yeah?
So guaranteed.
You might have like two or three really big ones, but you're going to get 2,000 small ones, right? So that means you have 2,000 choices. And we only want to hear one success story at the minimum, but of course, we wouldn't mind hearing 50. But, you know, you can at least have one out of 2,000 is, you know, not that is, you can definitely do that. But, of course, we believe you can do it better than that. But you've got chances. Guaranteed, you're going to get it today. Probably right. You're probably getting it right now. I don't know. You might be driving around in traffic and someone pulls out in front of you or whatever. Or you could be, someone sends you an email that triggers you or whatever it is, text messages, blah, blah, blah. So look out and flip it, turn it into something wonderful, and tell us what you experienced and how you made it good. So that's your challenge today. We have Satu Miller on the call, I just noticed, so I'm going to unmute you. You can just say hello if you like, Satu.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. How's it going?
Good. Yeah, hi.
Oh,
it's been Taylor was putting some messages. Are you jumping on the call? I'm like, oh my God, the call is tonight. So here I am.
Yeah, thanks for responding so quickly.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm supposed to be here, so it's all working out. So. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you guys from the heart that I appreciate you for this training. You have changed my life, and it has changed me, so I'm grateful. And I just wanted to tell you in person.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
We really appreciate that. And how has it changed your life? What would you say are some of the key areas of shift?
I think I shared, you know, in that first call that I had a hardcore Christian background, and I just didn't realize how programmed and conditioned I was. And I was constantly having these, you know, tormenting thoughts, you know, stuff that was happening in the past, if only I had done this, and stuff in the future, what if this happens, that happens. So it's basically living in the past and in the future, and all that is resolved. It's all gone, and it's like I don't know how to put it in words properly, to be honest, but I'll try. I've gotten a massive upgrade in my consciousness. I've been spiraling up and up and up. Not to say that, you know, the darkness doesn't show up. Of course it does, in the shadow side and all that. But I dealt with my stuff. I was pretty incredible how it came up. I had a pretty tough addiction, and it was brilliant how it, thanks to this training, how it came up. I just dealt with it on the spot, and it hasn't bothered me since. All the stuff in the past, I don't even remember most of it, to be honest with you, which is brilliant.
That's good.
You know, it's fabulous, and I think I told you, Michael, when we talked last summer or spring, I was involved in this Bible study group who I thought were my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when the shit hit the fan, I'm sorry for the language, I thought they were the people that would be there for me, and they weren't, you know. And it just all served for the greatest good of everybody, including me. I have no hard feelings for them, but I don't even remember any of it anymore.
You know, I just want to jump in here, because I think this is so important to underscore. This, I don't remember any of it anymore. You know, you've said that a couple times, and that's the key earmark of rapid spiritual evolution.
Okay.
Is that you really, it's kind of like, you are a different person. It's like 180 degree,
yes.
Boom. You know, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't recognize myself anymore.
Yeah, you don't recognize. And furthermore, like when you try to feel back into, like, well, who was that from that time? You know, this one that you're trying to. You can't even. There's nothing to grab onto. You can't.
Nothing.
You can't articulate it. You can't feel it.
Yes.
You can't. Yeah.
No,
and that's key.
It's all gone.
No, there's not. I know. You're right. There's nothing. It's gone. And just really key.
And it's wonderful.
Just,
yeah.
It's so wonderful. Yeah. Congratulations. But it's key to kind of underscore that, because that whole, you know, if you see yourself as energy and that there's a particular energetic configuration or grid work that's around you that you could call your consciousness, you know, and it's made up of, it, you know, maybe every single conversation that your parents had with you, all these beliefs, blah blah blah, don't matter, all this stuff, okay, and it suddenly, you know, you pull one thing and it all comes apart. It's like, you know, it's like a cord of a rug. If you pull it right, just in the right way, boom, it's like, and it's done, you know, and there's all, you're left with nothing but strings, and then it vanishes. And that's the way our consciousness, a spiritual awakening occurs, and it really does occur like that. It's, you know, I've seen it occur as energy, and that's just what it looks like. It's like, woo! It's like, whoa, okay, hold on a minute. where is it? And that is the ultimate freedom, and it's you know, that can happen numerous times, like over and over and over again. You know, we're now living in a time where, you know, that can happen like in a day.
Yeah.
It's like someone said to me the other day, like, well, what did you do yesterday? It's like, yesterday.
I know. Sometimes I'm like, I don't even remember.
I know. I'm really have to work at it. Like, ooh,
look,
you know, really?
Like,
do I have to try to figure that out? And so, yeah, that's really exciting, very exciting, because it shows
huge.
The depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. No, it is huge. It's so huge. And it shows
I'm
the
so
depth.
I'm so liberated, yeah.
Yeah, you're so liberated. But it also just shows the the power on depth of spiritual enlightenment. And that's available to us all, moment by moment by moment. And so I just want to say that, because and you really cannot put it together. You can just not, try as you might to rebuild that individual and that whole, like, consciousness or whatever, it's, like, gone.
It's gone. And it was funny, like, sometime into that, this was way in the past, I remember vaguely that the group sent me a postcard. Oh, I mean, it was cute, and they had written their sentiments there, and it was all out of their guilty consciousness saying, give us another chance and stuff like that. And I remember receiving a card, and I was like, I don't need, none of this means anything. Like, this has nothing to do with you guys, and there's no way I can ever explain this to you. So I just let it go.
You know, it's interesting. You know, from time to time, I'll come across acquaintances in my life that maybe, you know, from 20 years ago. And they'll start talking to me, and they'll say, well, you know, I know you're blah, blah, blah. You know, something that would have identified me to 20 years ago. And it's like, whoa. I mean, I hear that, and it's like, I am so not that. And I have to just stop them right then and there and say, you know, just, you know, kind of an update. You know, just want to update you. You know, while I was that, perhaps in your awareness, 20 years ago, and I probably was that in my awareness too, 20 years ago. I just want you to know, there is absolutely no remnants of that individual that you think you're talking to over here at all. So we should, you know,
exactly.
Let's start from there, because it would probably be more useful in this conversation. And maybe we should just start off by saying, it would probably be better if you relate to me like you have no idea who I am. Because that's how I'm going to relate to you. Because I'm going to assume, you know, no doubt you've also, you know, evolved quite a bit since, you know, 20 years ago. And in any case, that's how I relate to anybody anyhow. But furthermore, for sure, for me, it would be a good idea if you just are like, you know, just start from, we know nothing about each other except we happen to, you know, share some time and space, you know, 20 years ago. And that's really, you know, it really is like that. And I've found that if I don't catch people and update them, they really are relating to some individual that doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
That's great. If you let them carry on, then you have to actually play along with them in order to carry on the conversation, you know, which then brings you into the past, which is not even there.
Right.
So,
And this is particularly key in family structures, because there's so much of that going on. You know, they think they know who you are.
Yeah.
Well, I know
you
better than anybody else. You know, I'm your mother, I'm your brother, I'm your sister. But in truth, in many cases, it couldn't be further from the truth. And I find I have to do that regularly with my siblings, is I have to kind of just stop them. And like, no. You know, they'll say something like, well, you know, you always blah, blah, blah. It's like, whoa, hold on a minute. I'm out. You know, let's revisit that, you know. and, of course, you know, we also probably are guilty of that with ourselves in relationship with people that we think we quote unquote know.
Right, exactly.
And that can be anybody that you know, we've spent any amount of time with for over 10 minutes.
Right, of course, both ways.
That's correct. So, you know, and that's why I really have to challenge myself in relationship with Jeff, because, you know, we spend almost all of our time, waking hours together, to continuously see him as someone I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, I'll just make myself do that. You know, just stop. I'm fine, especially if I'm getting in kind of a judging mode, like, oh, there's Jeff doing blah, blah. You know, I stop myself right away, and it's like, let's pretend like you don't know that person and, you know, sit here and be in appreciation that you have no idea what's going on over there whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, that will usually call up a whole different conversation, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Than the one that was going to happen, you know?
So, yeah, I feel like all kinds of wonderful possibilities are opening up that I didn't even know existed. You know, the other thing I want to thank you guys for is what this training did for me. it connected me with the pure consciousness, which I had no idea that something like that even existed before this training.
Oh, that's just a little side effect there.
Yeah, and that's just one minor
thing. I mean, did you hear what she said, Michael? Oh, I just want to tell you what she said. Oh, I just want to tell you another thing that this training did for me is it connected me with pure consciousness, which I didn't even know existed.
Oh well.
maybe we should write that down as a testimonial there.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, you know, I see a huge life work right there, like, you know, awakening Christians type thing. Because now I see what's wrong with Christianity when I don't go to church much anymore. But when I go, I feel like my whole being can just engulf the whole church with love.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see what's, I don't want to judge anybody, but what's wrong? It's just all these people with these unresolved things inside them, just like I was. You know, projecting their personas on everybody else.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And that's you. So what a gift. I mean, one, that you, I mean, what you're saying is so enormous, Satu. I just need to understand.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what, you know, you just said it kind of casually. You know, oh, one of the benefits of...
No, I don't mean it casually at all.
No. I'm not saying
no,
how you
good,
said it.
No, it's good, because it's gone...
No, I like the way you said
it. So it's good. No,
yeah.
Because we have these profound breakthroughs that they become... They're still amazing, but at the same time, it's like normal. It's the new normal, you know, so profound and magical.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the new normal. Exactly. So we can kind of
it's
be cool
about
it.
It's the new normal for me, but yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm happy the way you said it, but at the same time, you know, there are people that are seeking every single app possible you have and you ever which way and up for that thing right there, and they haven't even articulated as such, but that is just enormous. And the fact that you
can now
take that back, go back into that community, sit in church, and just, you know, what you said is just sit there and radiate love, I mean, that's, again, enormous. And that's the thing I'm talking about when I say it's now our mission as leaders of light and being of service to go back into those more dense, concentrated forms and do just what you said. It, you know, that's huge, huge.
Just radiate.
And I do
love.
The same thing, by the way.
Yeah.
I and, you know, what I'm present to when I go into churches is the how much people are hungry. They're just there in earnest trying to get what you've got. They're just sitting there like begging for it, and it ain't there.
Oh,
they're going to find it coming out of
it's
that minister's
there.
Mouth. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm,
it's not
well,
there.
I mean, there are plenty of ministers that could broadcast that and out there for sure. But I'm just saying, for the most part, that model isn't it done it? You know, they go there with hope to be inspired, but they don't leave inspired. They don't leave with what they're really looking for in most cases. But I that's what I'm present to when I go in there. It's like, oh my God, these people are so hungry for what you're saying. You've not only do you have and you're living from, but you're sitting in the back pew there broadcasting. You know, they need to switch you out with the minister. You know, get you up there.
Oh, I know
that.
Yeah. So I see, like, a huge mission field right there. So.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, that could be a real gift, maybe, in path of service for you, because you do have such a understanding and connection. Look, obviously, you know, there was something that drew you to being a Christian, and it's this very thing. You were looking for that juice. And it is there, but unfortunately, a lot of the pathways that they're, the structures that they're broadcasting, it's not available, 'cause, you know.
It's not there, no.
Yeah.
It's controlled. It's all about the control and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to focus on that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But
I'm
going to
focus on
God,
love,
you know,
and,
Yeah, and that's the best news ever, really. That's the best news. So congratulations. I mean, that's...
It's huge.
Well, I mean, we, you know, for us...
Me. Yeah.
I mean, just to hear that one thing, I mean, of course, we hear this, you know, Carol certainly had nice things to share, too, and anyone that jumps on this call will, for sure. But, you know, for us, that makes... It's like, okay, you know, it was all worthwhile. You know what I mean? Like, if...
Yeah.
If one person says, well, you know, just by the way, what I got out of the training was pure consciousness. Okay. I guess job done.
Well,
yeah, like,
that's kind of all right then.
Right. No,
yeah.
I mean, that is so awesome right there. I mean, there's much more. I mean, that in itself is enough, right? But
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so
what we'd love you to do, Satchu, because this is inspiring for other people. You know, we love to hear this because it touches our heart, you know, and it really means a lot to us. But we'd love it if you could write this down and send it to us, and we can,
yeah,
you know, it
definitely
inspires people. It really does, because everyone's looking for where is it that I can be helped. And
right.
we can say whatever we want, but when people go through the program and they say it from the heart, it's so beautiful. So can you do that? Would you be happy to write us something out and send it over?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Beautiful. Yeah, just you know, send an email or write it in a Facebook message or whatever. It really doesn't matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow,
thank you.
Gosh, yeah. Is there anything we can do to serve you today while we're here? Any questions or?
Yeah,
anything?
just.
Yeah?
I think I'm good. It's just, it seems like pure consciousness, the source, God, the divine, wants me to move to the next level. So I want to get on with my mission and just not shrink back anymore. Just get out there and share
what
the
do
light.
You, what is your mission now? Because when we talked, you were, you know, working in a job.
Yeah, I've been in the IT world. That seems to be, I have a breather now. So, I mean, we talked about me writing a book and all this stuff. Yeah, I just want to help people.
Yeah, beautiful.
And share this, so.
Yeah, so you're in this stage where you're wondering what to do next, how to move forward with your
go
service.
Forward,
beautiful.
Yeah. And not mull it over anymore.
Great.
Well, you
know,
here's what I suggest. This is a perfect time to be in such a stage as that, really. What with spring,
yes.
Renewal, and
yes.
Where are you located on the planet?
Northern Virginia. Close
okay,
to
okay, fair enough. So you're right there in the heart of Springland. So,
yeah.
yeah, my suggestion is that you set aside some time and ask to receive. What is the mission that would most fulfill your heart's calling? You know, now.
Yeah.
Right now. And just see what comes. You know, even if it doesn't make sense at all, and most times it won't, maybe, sometimes. And it also may, but whatever. And just see what comes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Because you're definitely primed for it, you know.
Yeah, I totally feel
ready
for
it. And this is a good time
of
year.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'll do that. I'll keep
so now it's just the added ingredient of asking.
Right. Asking everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just be open to the various possibilities that show up that will serve you in making that easier and swifter and more graceful.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah, newness. Spring is a great time for something new.
Yeah,
the time of
rebirth.
Yes,
you know,
this is
just
like,
perfect.
Yeah,
you know, jump into
perfect
something
time.
New and just boom, here we go. You know.
Yes.
So we will hold the vision that things manifest for you with ease and grace, and the support you need appears, and it feels great as you go
forward.
Thank
you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Mm. Yeah, I will. Definitely.
And thank you for what you shared. It's really powerful and inspiring.
Yeah, it's a powerful training. Best money I've ever spent, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess so. You receive pure consciousness. How much? What's the price tag on that?
There is no price tag.
Yeah, I know.
I could spend a lifetime just on that topic, like many do.
Well, many people do and never achieve it, really. So,
yeah.
I just want to acknowledge you for even being into pure consciousness and recognizing the value, you know, seriously.
Yeah,
that's right.
Not everyone, you know, not everyone is into that, you know. They're like, yeah, but I want to I haven't manifested this new Porsche that I've wanted, you know. And it's like, well, that's not quite the same thing. But she's on the call saying it's pure consciousness that I'm into, surrounding the whole church in love and light, you know. It's like, that's the sign of a really high frequency being. So, well,
very
done
high
being that. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Well, I did that course of yours, Michael. What was it, Freedom?
Eternal Freedom Course.
Yes. I did that. That was fabulous. So I'm going to want to do that again.
Yeah, do it again. You'll have an even probably 10 times stronger experience now that you're where you're at. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. And your course, Taylor, the Flourishing Light.
Yes.
That's just fabulous, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is well named.
Yes. So thank you for everything you do.
Oh, yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you for sharing. And onward and upward. We look forward to hearing from you next.
Yeah, we'll see what the next step is.
Good. Well, lots of new opportunities, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Love to you.
Much love.
Much love
well
to you
done.
Guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Send the whole world your love. Send the love out. Send the light out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Go to church and do it as well. I think it'll be more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love. Yeah, no judgment. Just love.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Wonderful. So beautiful. We love hearing those stories. Ah, yes. I so value people who value this consciousness, you know. Not everyone is so touched by deep spiritual light. So, you know, can you imagine what the world would be like if more people were just blissed out in the pure consciousness, you know? I mean, that's heaven on earth right there.
Heaven on earth.
So it looks like Carol is wants to say something. We'll just unmute you for a moment, Carol. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
I just wanted to express extreme love for Satu. You know, we actually met physically recently at the planetary movie premiere, and when we just like you know, met, experienced each other in the physical form. And we were able to just like share so much. And she shared a lot of those things with me. It was just like such a magical superhero experience. So I just wanted to, like, chime in at the end of that. Because it was just so wonderful to have her be able to, you know, share breaking out of the conformity of, you know, religious conformity and just living in true love. And just for her and I, like, I think she would agree, like, we would just, like, look at each other and be in that moment. It was just magical. So I just wanted to let Satu know that I'm here for her, everybody, that I'm here for them, and share that experience. Like, it was just amazing to just be, literally just to be in the resonance of where we are. So thank you. That's it.
Yeah, and, you know, that's, I appreciate you sharing that because, you know, it's really something to, when you're connected at the level of your heart and soul, which requires no physical physicality at all, and then you add the physicality in, it's a very potent experience. And it's funny because we often come at it the other way around, you know. But there's a real juice in coming at it from that way. And it's funny because most of the work I do, I never ever meet or see my clients in the physical, their physicalness. But then on those occasions, which are rare but happen, where I actually do meet them in their physical form, it's at first very challenging. It's like I'm almost, there's so much information there, I get distracted. It's like, whoa, wait, hold on a minute. You have to, like, close my eyes and try to, like, summon up my energetic experience with them, and then try to match this whole package of information that's standing in front of me. It's like, whoa, I mean, it's almost like more, it's kind of like all my circuits get, like, exploded, you know. I need to just take one piece at a time, like, just show me your eyes first, then I'll close my eyes, okay, then let me see your mouth, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, when Satu and I met, you know, it was just like, but it was instantaneous with us.
Yeah, instantaneous. And that's just, there's so much, that's so exciting. And, you know, it really is a whole new definition of what it is to be related and what's required in a relationship. Because, you know, this idea of having to be physical or having to see people to have relationships, all this kind of stuff, is just really not at all the case whatsoever. You know, it can be an interesting added bonus, but it's so not required, you know, at all. But then when you do add that element, it really it really is a whole nother level, but one that comes together in a way when you're starting from the heart and soul and then working in the physical, that's extremely interesting and exciting. Very interesting and exciting.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I love you, Satu. I can't wait to see you. We're going to see each other soon. And it's just, you know.
I love you, just, Carol. Can you hear me?
No, yeah, I can hear you, Satu.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, it was instantaneous. We looked at each other, and it was just like, did you feel that same way?
Totally. Instantaneous, deep, real connection. Yes. Soul connection.
So I have one other question. This call might end. My eye color has actually changed.
From like what to what?
Well, I have like really dark, dark brown eyes. And as the irises of my eyes now are, there's just like more clear lines within them. It's still like brown, but it's more like a lot of light and almost like hazily blue-green on the edges of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, this is quite common, by the way.
oh, thanks.
Yeah, and it may turn even more so. You know, one of the things that happens when you make, you know, I work with the individual who's an eye expert, you know, iridologist, but not in the traditional
mm-hmm.
sense. He's a spiritual one, and he says that there's really only two colors of eyes: blue or brown. And it's rare that he sees a true brown. They do exist, but it's very rare. So mostly what people are walking around with are brown eyes, but they really, were they to you know, clean their diet up and shift their consciousness, they would probably, their eyes would turn to blue. And I see this over and over again, particularly when I led the light body course, where rapid evolution occurs very quickly in that course.
Mm-hmm.
It was not uncommon for people within a 6-month period to have brown eyes then turn into this really vivid, really, you know, that like real clear blue. It's very
mm.
common, very common. So that's exciting, and it could even go more so in that way, you know, as you make other shifts and changes, you may continue to see that shift and change.
Thank you.
Yeah. No,
I mean, like, all of a sudden I'm like looking at my eyes, I'm like, oh my God, like I feel like the color of my eyes has changed. And they actually shared it with my, you know, superhero mastermind group, and they shared some stories. But literally, like, the color of my eyes has changed in the last 5 days.
I believe you.
Well, it's spring, you know.
Yeah.
It's spring, Carol. You know, everything else is changing color. Why not we? Why not us? You might be the first one to pop some purple out there. I mean, who knows? You know. Might as well. What the heck. Anything's
yeah.
possible. These are magical, wondrous times we're living in.
Michael, do you have some thoughts?
Yeah, I've seen the same thing myself. My eyes have changed. They actually still change. They change from like green to blue. I'm not quite sure why they change. I haven't figured that one out yet. But in terms of why the color changes. But I've seen it in myself, very obviously. And Ariel, my girlfriend, my partner, she has brown eyes that are becoming greeny bluer now and visibly changing. So good for you. And I think the main thing is just keep doing whatever you're doing and enjoy
yeah.
it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, it was like all of a sudden I looked and I was like, my eye, you know, and then I just like looked at them
yeah.
closer, and then even like the lines within them were just like, straighter or whatever. The
mm-hmm.
striations within the colors were straighter, and I don't know. I was just really curious if you guys. understood what was happening.
Yeah, you never know what they're going to be like by the end of the year, you know, or by the end
yeah.
of the spring.
There you go. Eyes are the doorway of the soul.
Yeah.
I know.
Keep looking at them.
Thank you for that confirmation, because I was like, really, I think the color of my eye, I had my kids looking. I'm like, look! the color of my eyes is changing. And they're like, yeah. But I'm just going to have them keep looking, you know. I just shared a thing on Facebook this morning where a fox was just, like, in our front yard. And so my son came up and he's like, Mom, there's a fox sitting on the front yard. And I just looked out and I said, yes, yeah, there is a fox on the front yard. And I said, how did you know that the fox was on the front yard? And my son said, I don't know, I just had a feeling to go look. I said, that's it. It's like, you know, it's presence. It's, you know, it's being in touch with presence. And to be able to, like, sit and do that with my children this morning and say, you know, this fox is sitting in our front yard, and you had the inclination to go and look. You didn't know why you looked, but you looked. And I said, that's, you know, acknowledging, you know, just this energy of presence of things that are around. So it's just like so many magical things happening. My eyes are changing color. Foxes are sitting on my front yard. Taylor's calling me. You know, like, thank you. All I can say is thank you.
You're so welcome.
And Satu, I love you. I can't, you know, David Wolf is coming to Baltimore.
I know. We're going to have too much fun again.
Yeah, and we're going to be together. And we're going to, you know.
I know. I can't wait.
Hang out with David. It'll be fun.
Yes. Another
and
superhero.
Satu, I love you. You know.
I love you. It's magical that we are connected, isn't it?
Yep. It's pretty magical.
Oh, magic all around. Well, there you go. Spring is the season of magic and wonder. Well, I think we're at the end of another wonderful superhero call, aren't we, Michael?
It would appear we are, yes. What I want to call it is, thank you for everyone who shared and for everyone listening in and listening in years in the future, as people listen to these calls years later and tune into the energy. So we might be talking to somebody in a few years' time listening to this right now, which is a very interesting thought, how connected we are, even out into the future and back into the past.
That's right, timeless, timeless, really.
So thank you, Taylor, for your wonderful presence and divine inspirations and wonderful consciousness. Another wonderful...
And to you, too. And to you, too, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes.
Joy to be with you.
Thank you. Taylor and I have an ongoing love and blessings and wonder. It's just such ease and grace. It's always new talking to Taylor. Well, I don't take anything for granted with Taylor. The only thing I might take for granted is that there's going to be magic and wonder. And that's about it.
Likewise. Actually, I think I might even have that as an expectation with you.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, I think expectation. Yes. Oh, yes, fair enough. We could have those expectations for each other.
Yeah.
So, enjoy the spring. for you over there who are enjoying it. We have a little bit of spring here, but it's certainly not particularly pronounced. Apart from the beaches are back. We now have beaches again. They all get eaten up in the winter and then they return to us in the spring, which is a bit strange. But so that's nice. So go forth and do wonderful things. And we're looking forward to hearing the results and the experiences that you have in these next couple of weeks, which will pass by as if a heartbeat has passed, a few blinks of the eye, and we'll be back on the call again. So I look forward to connecting with you soon. Last thoughts, Taylor?
Thank you, for those, for Carol and Satsu, who shared, and we're looking forward, as Michael said, next week to more sharing, and get out there and suck in the energies of rebirth and renewal, and enjoy. It's a powerful time of creation.
Sending you lots of love. Talk to you soon, and aloha.